Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 45 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my home in Indiana, where the sun is shining, the breeze is blowing a little bit, the leaves are starting to come back onto the trees, and I didn't need gloves or a hat to go on my run today. I'm getting ready to go to one of my wife's softball games. She coaches high school varsity softball, and they've got a doubleheader tonight, so I'm super excited about that. And somehow today, I got to thinking about my past. And I promise this will be relevant to you, but I was listening to a podcast where someone was talking about how they got into education and how it was sort of a circuitous route. And that's the way that it was for me too. I was a journalism major before I was an education major. And I seriously believed that my calling in life was to be a newspaper reporter or a newspaper editor. And so that's all that I really wanted to do all through college. In fact, when I graduated college, if you had told me I was going to be a teacher, I probably would have laughed in your face. But not too long after I got out into the real world, did I realize that I hated journalism. I hated the day-to-day grind of newspapers, and I got into education because I realized that helping other writers with their writing was what I really, really loved. However, when I got into education, I realized that by being in journalism, I learned some very valuable things that helped me out as a teacher. So I wanted to share four of those with you, four things that I learned in my journalism career that helped me as a teacher. Number one was that I got better at writing by writing. I know that's pretty deep, right? But I mean, it's the truth, and it's something that I've seen as a blogger too, and as an author of a book, is that you sharpen a skill by doing it. Even if you're not doing it perfectly, you still improve that skill by doing it, and the day-to-day practice of it helps. I know sometimes when it comes to writing, teachers are worried about getting into blogging or whatever because they don't feel like they're good at it. Well, I've got news for you. If you're getting started in blogging, you're probably going to be bad at it. That's okay. But you learn, and it's just like any other skill. So if there's something that you're trying to improve on in the classroom that has to do with your presentation style or your use of technology or whatever, remember, you get better at it by doing it. Number two, I learned the power of brevity, because newspaper stories are measured in column inches. Column inches are the number of inches that you go down a page per column. And a lot of times certain stories would call for a certain number of inches. And if you had more stuff to tell in that story than you had column inches, it got cut out. And so I had to learn how to communicate what I needed to say in as few words as possible. And sometimes we get in that trap in the classroom. Sometimes we get up in front of a class and we start talking and we end up saying what we could have said in a minute, and it spreads out for 4 minutes. It's kind of like that. I think it was Mark Twain that said, I would have written a shorter letter, but I didn't have time. So maybe we think about, and what we teach and how we speak to students and the instructions that we give them, can we do it in less words? Number three, I learned about the inverted pyramid. The inverted pyramid is the model that you use whenever you write news stories, or at least most news stories. And the idea is, with the inverted pyramid, the point is at the bottom and the base is at the top. And the most important stuff in the story goes first. Why? Because your best chance of your reader reading it is at the very beginning of the story. The next most important thing comes next. The next most important thing comes next. And there's some brain research that shows that we have our most attention at the beginning of a class. So maybe the most important stuff goes there instead of, like bell work that drags on. And then the last thing, number four, deadlines. They can be a great influence on you, because I had written so many stories on deadline where it had to be done by a certain time. And it's kind of like that old Steve Jobs quote. He said, just ship it. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It needs to be done. And we can do the best that we can do up until that point. So those are some of the things that I learned from journalism. You get better at it by doing it. Brevity, is a great thing. Use the inverted pyramid, and deadlines can help. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.